I believe in open doors. I've taken off the screen. I'm ready to let the world come inside and wipe my life. I will no longer be defined by what someone else believes that I am. Now that I have dropped the weight, I am light as a feather. It's time to elevate. Soul bird, rise, lift your eyes, spread your wings, prepare to fly. This is the moment of your life. Go ahead and fly. I believe in open doors. I'm outside of the box. What did not demolish me simply polished me. Now the clearer I can see, I know where I want to go. I'm living in the flow. And now that I have dropped the weight, I am light as a feather. It's time to elevate. Soul bird, rise, lift your eyes, spread your wings, prepare to fly. This is the moment of your life. Spread your wings and fly. Spread your wings, prepare to fly. This is the moment of your life. Spread your wings and fly. I believe in open doors. I believe in open doors.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Dr. Rita Webster, and I am honored to serve on your Board of Trustees. Welcome to those in our sanctuary and everyone who is online with us. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime, on demand, at our website, or on YouTube. We have an important community meeting next Sunday, June 11th, at 11:30 a.m. The Board of Trustees will share the latest news about our upcoming building renovation. You can participate in person or via live stream and live chat on our website. Childcare will be provided. This week, join Karen Ani on Monday mornings for chair yoga. She just needs 4 more people to sign up to make it a go. The last healing and wellness service for the summer is on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Reverend Tony begins a Unity and World Religion series on Thursday evening this week. The Golden Valley Pride Festival is Saturday. Sign up to help staff our booth or just attend. Our used book sale begins next Sunday and runs for 2 weeks. We're looking for books, volunteers, and shoppers. Come and explore your soul vibration, your voice, in the presence and power of sound workshop with Patty Kinez on Tuesday, June 13th. And calling all Unity artists, We want to host an art fair at Unity Minneapolis this fall. Jim Geisinger is taking the lead. Sign up in the Garden Court to support this special event. Details for these and all our upcoming events and activities are in your bulletin, on the church website, Facebook page, or our weekly e-newsletters. You can also email or call the church office. And now, please join Reverend Pat for our opening prayer.
Join me in our opening prayer. I invite you, if you would, just to go within, into that space that only you can go. Feel that presence this morning as it expresses as you. As we gather here today, we come together as a community united in oneness and guided by the principles of inclusivity, acceptance, and unconditional love. In this sacred space, we honor the vibrant and diverse tapestry of human existence, celebrating the beauty of every color, every gender, every identity. And during this blessed month of Pride, we embrace the opportunity to reflect upon the struggles and the victories of the LGBTQ+ community. We recognize the courage and resilience that it takes to live authentically, defying societal norms and standing tall in the face of adversity. We pray with all of those that have faced discrimination, rejection, or violence simply because who they are or whom they love. May their wounds be healed. May their spirits be uplifted. We give thanks for their strength, their reassurance that they are not alone, that they are cherished, and that they are an essential part of humanity, this connected web. Today we pray with all of those that have requested our prayers. We hold each of these prayer requests in a consciousness of love, giving thanks in advance for answered prayer. And today we are truly grateful. Grateful for the opportunity to come together and remember our oneness with each other and our oneness with all that is. We bless this day. We give thanks for the opportunity to step into this day and to live it fully, to be the expression of the Christ. And for that, we are grateful. So together, we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And yet again, thank you, God. And yet again, thank you, God. Let's applaud this day. We invite you to stand for our opening song.
You are
Thank you, and be seated. Good morning. Good morning. It is so great to have you here. Before I forget, I want to acknowledge our decor team, especially Hans Gasterlin, for this beautiful decor this morning. Thank you, Hans. Thank you. I walked into the sanctuary, and he was up on ladders that I would not want to get on top of. Thank you very much, Hans. It's sweet. Wow, we're so grateful you're with us this morning. We really are. You know, these are the kind of days that are so beautiful. Sometimes I wake up and say, if I was not the minister, I don't know if I'd be here or not, you know? So I really appreciate your presence here. It's the truth. I really appreciate your presence here this morning. I do. You know, Unity is that open and welcoming, inclusive community. We are. We teach practical teachings, I believe, that helps us, it helps me to live practical lives, healthy lives, prosperous lives, friendly lives. It helps me to live a life that I'm proud of. You know, and so one of our core values here, you might have gotten that from our opening prayer, one of our core values here is that of welcoming. So my dear friends, if you're a guest with us today, we certainly want to welcome you. And if you're streaming with us today, we want to welcome you as well. So my dear friends, if you are a guest, we want to honor you. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand. Hold your hand up as I hold my hand up. I see courage up there already. I see courage. Hold your hands up, please. Hold your hands up, please. That packet of information you received tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a card there. If you choose to fill out that card, turn it into our book desk. We have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can give you that personal one-on-one welcome. All that's important, and yet one of the most important things that is said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. We also welcome those that are live streaming with us. If you're a guest, by all means, follow that link, fill out that card, and someone from our staff will reach out to you. May we appreciate these guests this morning. Okay? Also, the affirmation this morning is our mission statement. This is what we're about. Let's affirm that together. Together, we are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. Also, it's the first Sunday of the month, so we acknowledge birthdays and anniversaries. My dear friends, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary in June already, we invite you to please stand. And remain standing for a moment. Anniversaries, yes. Remain standing. Anniversary, yes. Remain standing for a moment. The power that Charles Fillmore has assigned to the month of June is imagination. The disciple is Bartholomew. The color is light blue. The imagination is your ability to picture, envision, and dream. And the affirmation is, I envision good unfolding in every area of my life. I envision good unfolding in every area of my life. Together, I envision good unfolding in every area of my life. Let's appreciate these birthdays and anniversaries. Now, the reading of our daily word.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. After the service, Their prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for another additional 30 days. The word for today is release. Regular releasing keeps me in the flow of life. I've been changing as long as I've been alive, and I will continue to evolve as long as I live. I make room for the person I'm becoming through releasing, which is an important part of my spiritual practice. Just as I would not fill my closet with clothes that no longer fit, I do not fill my life with beliefs and ideas that no longer reflect who I am and who I'm becoming. Regular releasing creates space in my life for new things to come in. It is my way of remaining open to possibility, of welcoming new opportunities, of keeping myself in the flow of life. Releasing is also a powerful way to live my faith. I trust I am moving in the right direction and release items from the past easily and with gratitude for the role that they played in my life. And scripture tells us, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. That's from Psalms chapter 51, verse 10. The word for today is release.
Please join me for a time of quiet reflection. Take a moment and find a comfortable position and intentionally become present to right now. Close your eyes, allowing your body and mind to relax. Take a deep breath in and slowly exhale, releasing any tension or distractions. Now bring your attention to your breath. Notice the sensation of each inhale and exhale. Feel the rise and fall of your chest, or the sensation of air passing through your nostrils. Allow your breath to become your anchor, grounding you in the present moment. As you continue to breathe deeply and naturally, bring your awareness to your heart center. Imagine a warm, radiant light, just like today's sun, glowing within your chest, representing your internal spiritual guidance. With each breath, let this light grow brighter and expand throughout your body, infusing every cell with its loving energy. Feel a sense of calm and peace washing over you as this light expands. Now turn your attention inward to the realm of your intuition. Trust that within you lies a deep well of wisdom and insight. Feel yourself opening up to receive guidance from this sacred place. If you're so inclined, ask yourself a question or set an intention for this time of meditation. It could be something you seek clarity on or a decision that you need to make. Phrase your question in a way that allows for a simple and direct response. Allow yourself to be receptive and open to whatever arises. Remember that answers may not come in the form of words or thoughts. They may manifest as feelings, images, or intuitive nudges. Let go of any expectations or judgments. Trust that the information you receive is for your highest good, even if it may not initially make sense. Take a few moments to sit in this space of openness and receptivity. Listen deeply to the whispers of your intuition and the gentle nudges of your internal guidance. We now take a few moments to simply rest, resting in the stillness, in the quiet, in the silence. As our time of meditation comes to a close, I invite you to feel a sense of gratitude for the wisdom and insights you've received. Slowly bring your awareness back to your breath, feeling the gentle rhythm of your inhales and exhales. Take a moment to reflect on your experience, and when you're ready, open your eyes, yet carrying the wisdom you've gained with you as you navigate your journey, knowing deeply that your internal spiritual guidance and intuition are always available. And so it is.
It's everything I am and what I'm not and all I'm trying to be. This is the part where I spit it all out. You decide what you think of me. I'm not trying to be complicated. I'm never waiting to get the last laugh. But I've been handing out benefits of the doubt. I like a little bit back. It's just a little voice, and if you're listening, sometimes a little voice can say the biggest things. It's just my little voice that I've been missing. Looking over the precious moments, it hurts, don't it? They can cut both ways. No amount of remembering the better things will make the bad ones go away. But I've been broken and the one to blame. So my savior of self-defense taught me to sing what I can't say. It's just a little voice, and if you're listening, sometimes a little voice can say the biggest things. It's just my little voice that I've been missing. I will be loud. I'm coming out to tell you words are not enough. I will be loud. I'm coming out to tell you noise is not enough. I will be loud. I'm coming out to tell you words are not enough. It's the reason you whisper you love her alone. We've been given the mountaintops to sing from and we still don't. Oh, sometimes a little voice can the biggest things. It's just my little voice that I've been missing. to my little voice that I've been missing. It's just my little voice that I've been missing. Yeah, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Lori. I can assure you that might begin as a little voice, and you ignore it, and God is so good that it gets louder and louder and louder. So thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Lori. Perfect song. The names in this have been changed to protect the guilty. Pastor Paul had been advised by his doctor to lose 30 pounds or risk serious health consequences. The good pastor took his new diet seriously, even changing his driving route to the church building to avoid his favorite bakery. One morning, however, he arrived for Bible study carrying a gigantic devil foods cake. The class chuckled and chided him, but the good pastor smiled, remained calm. "This is a very special cake," he explained. "I accidentally drove by the bakery this morning, and there in the window was a host of goodies. I felt that this was no accident. So I prayed, 'Lord, if you want me to have one of these delicious cakes, let there be a parking space directly in front of the bakery.'" And sure enough, he continued, "The eighth time around the block, there it was." You know, just think about it. You know, we ask God to show us a sign. You know, if you ever do that, you know, like, "Show me a sign, God. If you want me to have this cake, there's the space." And you go there, and the space is not there. And we just ignore the heck out of it, don't we? I bet you've received guidance like that before, haven't you? Maybe in that little voice that we were saying about earlier, that little voice. This year, if you've been with us at all, you know that we're talking about committing to our dreams. For the month of January, pulled by a vision. For February, we loved our dream. For March, we were preparing for our dream. For April, we gave birth to our dream. For May, we were tending to our dream. And for June, we are guiding our dream. We're guiding our dream. Wow. You know, you guys, I'm old enough to remember going to AAA and getting those maps. Can anyone else remember that? Does anyone else still do that? Okay. You get these maps. You know, they're big, and you unfold these maps, and they take up the whole windshield as you're trying to find your way around. And, you know, it's amazing to me that when Eddie and I travel, we still have some of these big maps. You see, Eddie is the biggest lover of maps I have ever seen in my life. And if it's not on the map, it does not exist. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'll say, Eddie, put the map away. You know, look at the scenery. You know, here I am gazing at the scenery. Probably should be paying, I'm usually driving, paying more attention, and it's all because of control. I'm usually driving. And, you know, paying more attention to the road and enjoying the scenery. And Eddie's in the map. And before we get there, he can tell me the next city, what it's going to be. And he can tell me everything about that map. And I'm so grateful I have Eddie as a navigator about 95% of the time. I'm really grateful. But anyway, I can remember getting those AAA maps, but I don't use those maps as much anymore. You know, we have, I can say, Siri, give me the directions too, and call out the address. And most of the time, it's right. It's that GPS system. You know, it's that GPS system. And I've often thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a GPS system within us that was as clear as Siri sometimes and in getting us around? Well, guess what? We do. We have a GPS system within many all the time. We just don't always listen to it. And that GPS system, we have already implied this morning and said that it is that presence within. That deep abiding presence of God within is our guiding. God does not have the guidance. You see, God is the guidance itself. God does not have the love. God is the love itself. So that wisdom and that guidance that we seek, we don't have to go out here to Santa Claus in the sky, because it is within us. It is within you. It is within me. Thank you, God. In fact, all of the guidance in the world is within me. And all the wisdom in the world is within me. And if I've got it all, how could you have any of it? But you have it all as well. Thomas Troard, a New Thought wonderful teacher, he says, the whole of spirit must be present in its entirety at every point in space at the same time. Wrap your head around that. The whole of spirit must be present in its entirety and every point in space at the same time. So at the same time that all the wisdom is within me and all the guidance is within me, it is within you. All the healing power, all the love. I use this example all the time. If I stump my big toe, all of the healing presence of God lives within me and expresses through me. It has to. Why? Because of what we teach here and what I believe and what I've demonstrated in my own life. And that is, we are one. We are one with each other, and we are one with this divine spirit that lives through me and expresses through me. I love when people come to me for spiritual counseling. Spiritual counseling is about helping people, for me, to find their own GPS system within. It's not about telling people what to do, not at all. It's about praying with people and asking a few questions and allowing that Spirit of God to move through them as they discover that still small voice. And I know that at times when I go to other people for guidance and direction, I know the answer already. Can you relate? You know it. I could save my therapy money. I could save it. Because the answer is already there. It's a matter of someone wanting someone to validate that answer in my life. The Quest, written by Mary Alice and Richard and Mary Alice Jafala, and we're excited about offering this in the fall. The Quest reminds us that we will never know God's will by intellectualizing and conjecturing what that will is. As our meditation indicated this morning, God doesn't necessarily speak in words. God speaks in feelings, in dreams, intuition, perceptions, through the words of others and through the love of others. Maybe an inspiring story, a beautiful scene, the gaze of a loved one, the face of a child, in dozen and gentle ways. God speaks. You cannot know God's will intellectually only by becoming aware of life, of living only by being awake can you hear it. Living consciously, I like to say. That quote was from The Quest. So also from The Quest, how do you know if what you're dealing with is God's will for your life or if it's your will? Again, The Quest gives us a few things to look at. The Quest says, first of all, if it results in a winning situation of everyone involved, chances are it's God's will. You know, I love another teaching that I believe. There is no private good. There is no private good. The good that I seek, I must be able to share that good with others. The second way to look at this, if things are going effortless without force or manipulation, chances are It's God's will. And the third, the Jafalas tell us in the quest, if there's a green light or open door, proceed ahead. Go through it. Chances are, it's God's will. And as I said earlier, even though sometimes we receive guidance, we don't necessarily know what to do. Or we don't do what we know we should do. For example, let's say you come and you say, what am I going to do with that neighbor next door? I can hear chuckles out there. It's amazing about your neighbors next door. But what if all of a sudden, in a voice that perhaps was loud and boomed, it says, love your neighbor as yourself. What an opportunity. For that neighbor has been placed there for a reason. That neighbor has been placed there for spiritual growth, for you. I'm not saying don't build a fence. But I'm also saying that there's a reason you have attracted that neighbor into your life. I know there's some examples of guidance in my own life where I have ignored that guidance. And I love the song again, you know, I ignore it, and that soft voice becomes louder and louder and louder. Let me give you, there's several examples in my life, but let me give you, especially I thought it was appropriate for it being Pride Month, but let me give you an example of coming out to my family as a gay man. And oh my goodness, folks, hold all of these beautiful young people especially in prayer as they go through that process of coming out. It's one of the biggest things that they will do in their life. I know it was for me. And I was so chicken. Cluck, 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 cluck. I was so chicken. I didn't come out till I was 33 years old to my family. You know, when I was a child, I acted like a child. But when I became a man, you act like an adult. And I knew without a doubt, when I had moved away, when I had run away, gone to different locations to live, because wherever I go, there I am. And I know without a doubt, my dear friends, that I was running. Running from telling my family in a clear, direct way that I was a gay man. Growing up the South and the beautiful state of Alabama, and it's a beautiful state. Some of the other things, but it's a beautiful state. And growing up there, it was smart of me in the 60s not to come out. It was very smart of me not to come out. I think if I'd come out in the 60s, I might not be standing before you today. But as I moved to New Orleans, again running, trying to be who and what I am, trying to be in a place that's comfortable, and so many gay and LGBTQ plus people, they congregate in large cities. They do that often for safety, for safety. And so coming out was really hard for me. I needed a kick in the derriere to do that. I took a course one weekend. It was one of these long courses. It started on, a Thursday night. We did Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think at the time it was like called ISA or S. Some of you might remember that. And they get you in a room and they just, oh my God, help me, Jesus. It's amazing what they do. You share things with people in that room that you've never shared before. They challenge me in ways that I had never been challenged before. And one of my assignments in coming out and needing that kick in the derriere to do this was that they challenged me to do something that the top of my list, what I did not want to do. oh my God, that small voice had been speaking again and again, and I was tired of going home and making excuses. I was tired of going home and trying to explain why I didn't bring a girlfriend home, or why my twin brother got married and I didn't, and why I was the last one in the family that to be married, grandchildren, the pressure. I relate to that. And I knew that I wanted to do something different. And I was challenged from that weekend experience to do something I never wanted to do. And I knew in my heart what it was. So between that evening and the next day, oh my gosh, they kept you till 8, 9 o'clock at night and started at the crack of dawn. But my goodness, I called my mom. She was always glad to hear from me. My mom grew up in the Depression. She grew up in the South. She grew up with certain values, morals. And I was frightened. And I said to my mom, Mom, I need to tell you something. I said, I am gay. There was a pause, and I put it a little clearer. I said, I am homosexual. There was still a pause. And she said to me, my mother's a nurse. She was a nurse. She said to me, I don't understand a lot about homosexuality, but I do understand this. You are my son, and I will always love you. That gave me the freedom to come out to my siblings. And as I came out to them one by one, some were more accepting than others. But guess what? My oldest sister and the Southern Baptist minister, they were not too accepting. But we've come full circle in all as well. I think sometimes when people are not so accepting and suddenly they have a son or daughter that's gay or lesbian, they become much more accepting. Do you know? They do. But several things in my life. Oh, my goodness. Where did this time go? So several things in my life. Big decisions. You know, going to ministerial school was huge. Huge. Accepting a job here at Minneapolis was huge, huge, huge. Getting married to Eddie. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. That was huge. But you know what? I've learned about guidance and about listening is we feel like we have to do it for the big things in life. But we can do it for anything, even the little things. God, show me what to wear today. God, show me how to act. God, show me how to keep my mouth shut. Listen. We have this GPS system within us, and several things have helped me to develop that system. One is that I believe that affirmations is helped for, several things have helped me to develop, but I want to say, first of all, Jesus had this GPS system within him. And if you look at scriptures, you will see that over and over and over again. He says, I do nothing on my own, but I speak these things as the Father instructed me. John 8:28. The words that I say to you do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. The word that you hear is not mine, but from the Father who sent me. John 14:24. So Jesus also had this GPS system within him. And he consulted and he connected with that divine presence. Just as we have the ability to connect with that divine presence. Oh, I want guidance from my higher power. I want guidance from God. Then I must develop a relationship to hear that guidance. I believe that with all my heart. And I used this example before. Someone that you love very much that can call your name and you know exactly who it is. And my mother called my name Charles Patton Williamson. I knew who it was. And I knew it, who it was calling. So as I develop that relationship with the divine, I can hear how to go about developing that relationship through the divine, obviously, is through meditation, through prayer. For me, it's the unity teachings, reading unity literature, and putting these things into practice in my own life. My 12-step program has been phenomenal in helping me to find guidance in my life. especially that third step. Those of you that are 12-steppers made a decision to turn my will and my lives over to the care of God, my life over to the care of God as we understood God. That means that every day I turn my life, my thoughts, and my actions over to God and listen for that divine inspiration. The third step prayer is I use often. God, I offer myself to thee to build with thee, with me, and do with me as thy will. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. Of course, then affirmations is another wonderful tool that we use here to develop that relationship with the divine. Such as, God is my unfailing guide. God is guiding me out of unbelief into total trust, into divine presence and power in my life. And of course, one of my favorites is the silent unity affirmation. I affirm, I know what to do and I do it. Sometimes we know what to do and we don't do it. Have you noticed that? Let's affirm together. I know what to do and I do it. One other quick thing I want to just share with you. In The Flow of Life from Mr. Butterworth, he writes, what is called divine guidance is a flow of infinite mind. It makes no choice for you. I want to say that again. We want God to make the choice? Ain't no way, pardon me. It makes no choice for you, but it is the urge and the energy through which you can make the choice that is best in terms of your own consciousness. It's not a special act of God or specialization, but a specialization of the omniscient and omniaction of the presence of God. God expresses through you and through your consciousness in order to make that decision. Divine guidance is a wisdom, a light, a supportive flow that enables you to see the road ahead with amazing clarity and to use your own wisdom at its highest level of development. Wow. Says some person's puzzle over the question, how can one distinguish between divine guidance and human will? How can one distinguish between divine guidance and human will? And Mr. Butterworth says, the very question implies duality. A sense of God out there who would or could desire for you something contrary to your personal desires. Divine guidance is not an exterior force acting upon you. It is the seed of your divinity. That is the Christ of you. That's the seed of your divinity, seeking to fulfill its pattern in the outforming process of your life. God would never want for you that which you do not inherently want for yourself. That is powerful. God's not going to make the decision for you, but God has given you the ability to make that decision. You see, our life is nothing but an expression of the divine. This divine mind, called by many names, must express. And it must express in an individualized, specialized way. And that's when it expresses through me and expresses through you. We are a unique, unrepeatable expression of the divine. So, you have an assignment this week, if you choose to accept it. Where do you go for guidance? And I certainly don't mean putting down spiritual counseling, therapy, all of that. I've been there, done it. But ultimately, it's you that make the decision. Where do you go for guidance? Do you go to God first and then to humankind as God directs? Or do you go to humankind first? And when all else fails, go to God. You know those little stickers, when all else fails, pray? Well, why do you have to wait till everything to fail before you pray? Second, your assignment. Use the affirmation. I know what to do, and I do it. I didn't have a chance to go over all my wonderful affirmations that I love. There'll be copies out in the garden court if you want one. And then the third thing is, how are you cultivating a relationship with God within you? And then the fourth, how are you using your own unique system? How are you using that system, that GPS system in your own life? That's a lot of assignments. The good news is that assignment will be posted in the thing that goes out on Tuesday, so you'll remember it. Someone requested that, and we did that. So how you doing? Just know this, I love you, I bless you. Oh, I had a lot of information I wanted to share. Please forgive me for going over. And if you can't forgive me, that's your challenge, not mine. So, I love you, I bless you. And I love you, and I bless you, and I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And just know without a doubt that whatever you're facing in life right now, whatever that may be, that you have the answer within you. It is there. And so it is. Amen.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes the blues gets a hold of you all. Just when you thought you hadn't made it. All around the block, people will talk. I wanna give it all that I got. I just don't wanna waste it. Lori Dawkins. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Most times you choose between the two. Oh, wondering if you have made it.
Are you feeling at least a little bit uplifted and inspired? Thanks, Rachel. You touched my heart. Thank you, Reverend Pat. Now is the time in our service where we have the opportunity to practice that law of giving and receiving. So we invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. I'll ask the ushers to come forward. There's many ways to do that. Check in the mail is great. Cash is great. Whatever QR code in your order of service, all of that works perfectly well. If you're streaming with us, secure website as well. And so if you would, I will say our offertory blessing once, ask you to say that with me, and then one third time, one more time, silently. So divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And one more time, silently. So it is.
We take just a moment and we bless these gifts. We feel that power of blessing moving through us, giving thanks for that spiritual law of blessing. Giving thanks that those things that we bless in our life bless the good and it increases. And for that, we're grateful. We send these gifts forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. On duty Unity prayer chaplains, please stand. These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in the sanctuary. They're here to hold that sacred space with you today. So, my dear friends, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. You know, we're going to bring our children in. I'm going to invite you to stand as we bring them in. And then we have just a brief... And please stay. I promised Casty I'd be out on time, and I didn't end that promise very nicely, you know. So it's a bridging ceremony that's so fabulous. Let's stand and let's bring our children in, okay?
We are walking in the light, in the light, in light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God, in the light. In the light. still walking in the light.
Yes, we are.
In the light, in the light. We're still walking in the light,
in the light of God.
In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God.
Just for a few moments, please.
Thank you, Reverend Patton. Thank you, everyone, for that warm welcome and that long welcome. We were up singing. So today's a special day. We are honoring each and every one of our kids as they mark that time of one grade to another. And we know that we're all moving and changing, even if we're staying in the same class. And some of us are moving from our Young Emerging Spirits class, which has the pre-K to fifth graders, into sixth grade, which is the Unity class. And some of our eighth graders are moving into YOU, which is the Youth of Unity. And we have some graduating YOUers here today, I think, too. And any graduating YOUers are welcome to come and join us on this platform. Yeah! All right. So I'm going to turn it over to Reverend Pat.
Wow. Wow.
And maybe we can have our new Unitines and our new YOU come and stand kind of in front. If you're willing to.
Yes. So
Gloria and Leif and Axel, come on up to the front. We're going to put you on the spot today.
Not really. You're just in the right and perfect place.
Yeah.
You're in the right and perfect place. So she asked me to say a few words, and she even suggested some that I might say. So... So I'm going to... just tell you how much you're loved. My prayer for you and for everyone that ever comes through these doors is they are loved and accepted. You are a child of God. You're absolutely perfect. Perfection moves through you, and the life of God moves through you. So, you're an important part of this community so much. And we're grateful for the part that you play in this community. Fifth graders entering Unitines, we welcome you to a new and exciting opportunity to grow spiritually and to grow socially. Unitines, any Unitines moving this year?
Yeah, Axel.
Yeah, praise God, hallelujah. Thanks for your courage. Unitines moving to YOU. You're becoming the role models for younger youth and leaders in this community, and we honor you. We appreciate you. YOU graduates, wow, who have been through a lot these past years, we send you forth. Are there any YOUers on the platform? I see one out in the sanctuary. I don't want to call anybody's name, so I'm going to turn this way. YOUers that even are not on the platform, and maybe not even on our streaming today, and maybe you are. But I say this each and every year. There's a tear that comes because they go forth. They go forth, some to college, some into the business world. But they graduate from our program. And my prayer for each and every one of you, this is home for you, always home. And I want you to remember also that your parents, they have instilled such values within you. And you will soon be leaving your nest, so to speak. You take those values with you. I'd like to think that Unity Minneapolis has also been a huge part of that. And the world sometimes out there is not as nice as it is in here. But I want this to always be a safe haven for you to return. And don't get so smarty pants that you outgrow Unity. Do you hear me? Don't do it. Stay close to Unity. If you're in a college outside, find a good Unity church. Find a good New Thought church. Find it and live the principles. So I'm proud of each and every one of you. And I'm proud of the parents. So proud of you parents as well. I don't know how you parents do it. God tell me, I don't know how you do it. But we send you forth with love in our hearts, giving thanks for the difference that you've made here at Unity Minneapolis. Let's appreciate these wonderful songs. Reverend Tony.
Regardless of where I go in Unity, we always know the Unity blessing. You know that one?
Yes.
So we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you. Let us do that now as a community for our kids.
Let's stand as we do that, please.
And together, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you.
And we behold the Christ as you. Let's also appreciate these volunteers that have helped shape these kids.
They each have their own little light, both internally and externally today.
And we invite you, before we do our prayer for protection, to come and join us in Garden Court. We have cake to celebrate each and every one of our kids today. And then if you're in youth and family, we're having our potluck, and that's going to be in Friendship Hall. So we'll meet you there. Thank you.
So, Cassidy, we appreciate you too, sweetheart. We really appreciate you. So today, we will be having refreshments in the Garden Court. And if you are part of Youth and Family Ministry, your children, your parents, then you will be in
Friendship Hall.
Okay, so let us know together that we are all one, regardless of where we are. Okay, let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. So together we know that the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, I am divine and all is well.
When they push, when they pull, tell me, can you hold on?
When they say you should change, can you lift your head high and stay strong? Will you give up giving when your heart's crying out that it's wrong? Will you love you for you at the end of it all? Now in life, there's gonna be times when you're feeling low, and in your mind, insecurities seem to take control. We start to look outside ourselves for acceptance and approval. We keep forgetting the one thing we should know is don't be scared to fly alone. Find a path that is your own. Love will open every door. It's in your hands. The world is yours. Don't hold back and always know all the answers that will unfold. So what are you waiting for? Spread your wings. Is he good enough for them? Keeps trying to please them all, but he just never seems to fit in. Then there's a girl who thinks he'll ever, ever be good enough for him. Keeps trying to change. There's a game she'll never win. Oh, 'cause in life, there's gonna be times when you're feeling low. Acceptance and approval. We keep forgetting the one thing we should know is don't be scared to fly alone. Find a path that is your own. Love will open every door. It's in your hands. The world is yours. Don't hold back and always know all the answers that will unfold. So what are you waiting for? Spread your wings and soar. Face to face with her fears, her own reflection not foreign to her after all these years. All of her life she has tried to be something besides herself. Now time has passed and she's ended up someone else with regret. What is it in us that makes us feel the need to keep pretending, gotta let ourselves be? Don't be scared to fly alone. Find a path that is your own. Love will open every door. It's in your hands. The world is yours. Don't hold back and always know all the answers they will unfold. What are you waiting for? Spread your wings and soar. Don't be scared to fly alone. Find a path that is your own. Love will open every door. It's in your hands. The world is yours. Don't hold back and always know all the answers that will unfold. So what are you waiting for? Spread your wings and soar. Don't wait no more. Oh, you can soar. So